Hey, you guys, it's Matt Walsh. Have you listened to UCB Sports and Leisure yet? What are you waiting for? It's the number one improvised investigative journalism podcast in America. And it's funny, too. We've had amazing guests in the past. John Gabris, Ego Wodum, Lauren Lapkus, Andy Daly, Rob Hubel, Mary Holland, Ron Livingston, just to name a few. What are you waiting for? Go to the UCB Comedy Podcast Network and please check us out. I think you'll like it.
All right. Hello. Welcome to the Comedians of Wrestling Podcast, a podcast where comedians dissect wrestling to an unhealthy degree. I'm the host with the most, Dan Black, a.k.a. Donsky Blackamora, a.k.a. Donnie Kayfabe, a.k.a. the modern day goof, Raja, coming at you like Cleopatra, gabba, gabba, wee, baby, baby, the girl is mine. Hey, look, I'm sitting here in another hot rest week in wrestling action. Look, before we get into all of it, remember, rate and subscribe. Give this podcast 5 stars. This is a 5-star podcast, okay? Hey, also, this podcast has the cash-in feature where you can get your opinion on this show. You can cash in. You leave us a voicemail. You call up 316-530-2429-316. 530-2429. Yeah, baby. Hey, sitting to my left, okay, we got an awesome guest this week. A man who was once on the inside. Mr. Jensen Karp, how are you?
Hello. You warned me. You were like, the opening's nuts, but I feel like you undersold it.
I undersold it? It's more nuts than you thought?
Yes,
that's right. Gabba wee. people, listen. Hey, guys, by the way, my wife, Jamie Lee, and don't worry, I'm not going to forget your plugs. We're going right into that because you got an awesome show. And anyway, my wife, she we listened back to the podcast, and you know, you're friends with my wife.
Yes,
she loves when I say gabba wee, which, by the way, at NXT Takeover pay per view, we got a gabba yee sign on television.
That's big time.
Yeah. So look, when you got the catchphrase, you run with it, baby. Heat is heat. So Jamie, my wife, recorded a gabba wee to we add to the soundboard. You ready to hear it?
Gabba, gabba, wee.
That's it. That is it. So this is what we're doing here. God's work.
I'm into it.
Yeah. Hey, you're the creator of an incredible show that's on television right now.
Yes, thank you.
Called nice Drop the Mic.
Yes.
It airs Tuesdays at 10:30 on TBS. And explain the show. You'll explain it better than I will.
It's very easy. It's celebrities rap battling. It's way better than it sounds. It sounds like it should be garbage. We have real rap battlers, real comedians and MCs who come in and teach celebrities how to rap battle. We take it very serious. Most people are better than you would ever imagine. There are people like Randall Park who came through, and Vanessa Hudgens, and people who actually could spit. Gina Rodriguez was ill.
The Hudge came through?
The Hudge came through. So it's much better than you would think. And you
That's
should
awesome.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, no, and you were a professional rapper.
I was, yes, for most of my life.
Yeah, that's I have friends who have your music. They're a fan of your music. Not saying that.
Yeah,
that's like, yeah. That's
They're probably the same people I know as fans. It's not that many of them. It's not that many. Yeah, could be my parents.
Yeah, and also, so on Drop the Mic this season, you told me that you have two professional wrestlers, two
That's
WWE
right.
talents, big yes. guys, tremendous guys.
I pushed for more.
And you, yeah.
I tried to get as many as I could on.
Yeah, I somebody told me that.
I did.
Nick Bernstein, producer of your show.
Yes.
He works on your show,
yes.
right? He told me, because people just know me as a wrestling guy.
Yeah.
And he came up to me, he's like, yeah, we're trying to get more wrestlers on the show.
I couldn't necessarily convince the network on a lot of them. But I did.
Really?
I did convince them on Chris Jericho, who goes up against Layla Ali in a big heavyweight battle.
Oh, really?
And then we have...
In that fight, do you think Layla could beat up Jericho in a real fight?
I'd be interested. Tail of the tape would say yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
And then we have The Miz coming up against Erica Christensen.
Yeah,
which
that's
is a,
awesome.
Which is a good one. Erica has a weird style, very Jadakiss, sit back on the beat flow.
Yeah.
And then Miz is just like yelling.
Of course.
Well, it's a very weird
that's
style.
That's amazing you brought up Miz yelling. And actually, I was going to ask you about how the Miz did on there.
Yeah.
Because actually, Miz this year has cut a couple promos that people were very hot on.
Yeah.
That I, as a performer, an actor, came down on hard on, saying they were too yelly.
Well, my favorite Miz thing of all time, which is one of the greatest promos ever cut, is the Bradshaw thing, where he admits that he changed in another room, and that was the lead up to WrestleMania moment. People always talk about
28.
People talk about the WrestleMania video package that they played.
That package
very good.
Is very good.
It's very good.
It is
not
the most famous thing about that match. By the way, Nancy Newman's in studio. I forgot to introduce him.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
It's still not as good as the week before, which is the one where he walks. It's a walk and talk where he's talking about having dropping the chicken in the referee's bag.
Right.
All the real shit.
Right.
And so, like, to me, that was like his defining moment, and he doesn't yell at all. So now he's just yelling, really.
Yeah.
Like,
and we're okay. It. So we didn't even establish this. Yeah. You wrote at WB.
I was the writer for WB. I was the Miz's first writer ever.
Oh,
really?
Wow. Yeah, first producer writer.
Now, wait.
The day he was a host.
Interesting.
He was a SmackDown host.
Yeah. So are you all right? So were you at WB for Mania 28?
I wasn't there for WrestleMania.
Okay,
so.
Yeah. But you weren't.
No,
but,
I would be. No, WrestleMania 28 would be his main event.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I was there for his SmackDown host debut.
Okay, you were way before
that. Yeah, way before. 05, 06.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just didn't know the length you were there for. I know
seven
that.
Months.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, your trial's like 4 or 5. I beat that, and then I quit after 7.
Yeah. That's
it's important to know I quit. That's now a thing.
Right.
You have to know if you quit or got fired. I quit.
I think that is. If I were you, I would clarify that.
Yeah, now I do.
You weren't future endeavored.
No, and Heyman asked me to stay, which was like another, like I should have wore a fucking badge for that. But he asked me to stay to launch ECW with him, which I was mad because I'd already committed to quitting. Mm. But now at that time, I was like, fuck, I was like so pissed I did. But looking back, I'm so happy I left because he didn't get to do anything he wanted to do.
No,
so.
The ECW experiment was kind of a.
It was a bummer.
Yeah, but it would have been a failure.
The ideas were great.
Although one night was it one night stand that
was great.
Review?
One of the best things I've ever seen in wrestling.
Yeah, totally. That was incredible. I remember watching that live. That was amazing. Yeah. So all right, so you were writing for Miz. Let's just start there. You have a book called Kanye West Owes Me $300.
Yes.
Awesome book.
Thanks.
All right, now we got all your plugs out of the way.
Yes.
Now give me the heat, baby.
Yes.
So give it to me.
Why are you taking off your shirt?
Yeah. Well, normally I wear a Roman Reigns vest in here, and I forgot it. I commit to the kayfabe. This is the kayfabe room.
Sure.
But so you ran for Miz. You ran for Miz right when he got there.
Yeah, he was a host. He wasn't a wrestler yet.
Right.
Yeah.
But he was an aspiring wrestler. We all know that from his world days.
Yeah.
How was he when he first got there? Obviously, we know he was very hazed.
The greenest human. It was even before hazing at that point. It was like he had just shown up. They had run these promos that we taped in Stamford. We had taped them outside the Titan building. Where he was like, the Miz is taking over WWE. He was just doing like his rock, basically.
His rock impression.
And we involved this, shout to Abby Manzi, how I remember the receptionist's name, I have no idea. But shout to Abby.
Abby Manzi, still there, still
no,
kicking.
I don't think she is. I don't think she is.
No, really? She's in the Warrior wing?
No, I might still follow her on Instagram, and I think she does something else. But at one time, she was the receptionist, then she moved up. But he like goes up and asks her, like... I'm here to see Vince or something. You know, it was like a whole dumb bit. And then they just used it in like an MTV music video way. And then he showed up. And I think, to be honest, I just don't think immediately they were like ready for it. It was like, he's not ready.
Right.
And so they made him this SmackDown's a summer party host.
Yeah.
And he like would go out in the audience and introduce matches. And it was terrible. And then that led to the Diva Search.
Yeah.
5 or 6 months later. And that's right when I quit. Because they were going to hand me the Diva Search. And I was like, oh, fuck no. And I just like went home.
Who won that? Was that Layla?
That year?
Yeah.
God, I wouldn't know. Mickey
she won
was
something.
Already there. I mean, I don't know who would win. I left right before. I mean, I went through some of the contestant packages, but I don't remember who went through. I remember it was the year Miz hosted, and then they did a bunch of like physical challenges in the ring. And they were awful.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The worst.
Listen, this is not the climate to be talking about those days.
No, my God.
We don't need to talk about wrestling match.
I remember when I left.
Swamp.
Yeah.
The swampy stuff.
I remember leaving and I stopped watching. And I was like, I don't want to ever watch this again. I saw how the sausage was made. And then I watched an episode and they had Mickey James come out and then they just called her fat and showed pictures of her of a pig. And I was like, this is the worst thing. I couldn't even fathom what they were doing.
That's so crazy because she was never fat.
Like, I think she gained weight.
Oh,
I think
they just pounced on it?
That's what it looked like, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And also, I was there... Oh, God, this is such inside shit. But, like, I was there when women... Oh, I wonder if this would become a thing. Whatever. I was there when they would find naked pictures of women on the internet.
Yeah.
That's, like, a thing, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then...
Pre-fappening?
Yeah. 2005?
Fappening.
I just wanted to say
you wanted to say Fappening?
I just, yeah.
It was like, they would find them on the internet, and that's how they would know. Like, we would, like, the employment wouldn't know before they found it. Does that make sense? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, so wait.
Who, it's organically found.
You're saying that WWE would find it?
Yes.
They would find it. Would they search for it?
I don't think so. I think it was just found.
And if they found it, they would use it?
You know?
They would use it against the talent?
I don't know that. But I do know that it became, like, gossipy. I know that they would, like, it would have to be talked about and stuff.
Oh, they would shame them for it.
I don't know that, because I wasn't in the meetings.
It's a different time.
But I know that meetings were made to talk about those things that were found.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so two questions from what we're saying right now.
Yeah.
First question is, are you impressed with the Miz's progress?
Yes, oh my God, more than anyone in the world. I got to tell him to his face to drop the mic.
Yeah.
I mean, I just was like, you were the greenest human I've ever worked with, which is true. I've never worked with anyone greener than that SmackDown show.
Did he remember you?
No. But he remembered a writer put to him. He didn't remember me directly.
Because they fly through staff.
Yeah,
there.
At this point, he's been there 20 years, 15 years or something. He's been through hundreds of writers.
And bumps.
Yeah. And so he was...
Actually, it's Miz. He doesn't take
not a
bumps.
Whole lot of bumps. but I basically was like, I was like, man, you've just come along so far. And he's used to hearing it. So
yeah. I think he's like one of the most improved guys ever. If you look at full trajectory.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, he's like rock status of progress.
He's amazing. Yeah. I think he's their star if they could figure out how to capitalize on it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, with Cena leaving, with all the major guys leaving, I think he has more star power than Roman Reigns does. So
Is Cena leaving a thing?
No, I mean, look.
Disclaimer, I am friends.
With John Cena?
Yeah. Because I wrote the ESPYs for him.
Well, you think he'll come in or what?
No.
No?
he doesn't do anything. He couldn't do drop the mic. And he was like, that was like he owed me one. And he couldn't do drop. He's busy every hour of the day. Yeah. Like, it's terrifying.
That's what I had heard, is that you guys were trying to get Cena, and then he couldn't do it.
He still wants to.
No, I'm sure he wanted. Yeah, but that's up his alley. He likes doing fun stuff. Like, he's like a fun dad now who has no kids.
Yeah, we can't get an hour of... Like, he can't do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's having great success.
It's incredible.
I mean, he's a
Ferdinand.
Bull.
Ferdinand. Yeah, it's crazy. Bull. And then this, all these Amy Poehler / Tina Fey projects.
The funny thing is that, like, on those posters, it says, like, it says Ferdinand, it says Kate McKinnon and John Cena. And I'm like, look at it, my two people. Like, because Kate's my friend. And I'm like, wait, I don't know John Cena.
Yeah, you're two people.
I know Kate. Yeah. But I was like, it's so funny in my head that if they're a wrestler, I, like, take credit for them. Like, I had nothing to do with John Cena.
Who would you bet if you had to bet who the next mainstreamer is
from WWE?
Yeah,
I don't think we have one. I don't think we have one unless it is Miz. Like,
it's
he's the
Miz.
Guy who could do it.
It's not Miz.
Yeah,
I'll tell you who it is.
Wait.
It's super weird.
Ooh, okay.
And I predicted Miz's success very early at WWE. I was like, he'll get better, and he did. And a lot of people were like, he's not going to make it 3 weeks.
It's Paige.
Yes, it's Paige.
Kevin Owens.
I think it's Kevin Owens.
Well,
boom.
Kevin Owens is, I think, the... What do you mean, though? Did you mean breakout, like, movies and stuff?
I think he's just, like Batista's doing, I think it's going to be... He's just going to slowly get there. But, I mean, it's going to be a long time. Don't get me wrong.
Because Kevin Owens, I think, is the best wrestler in the company. It goes AJ and him. They just switch back and forth.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, Kevin Owens, I think Kevin Owens is like full Carney. I think he's going to have more of like a Shawn Michaels run, but you don't think that's interesting.
I think over time, it's going to take a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think, like, in 10 years or whatever, he's the one who does the Batista run. Which is like do something that's not good, do something that is good, then be just like a star. Yeah.
Look,
because Batista could be in like anything he wants now.
Yeah. We were talking about that.
Blade Runner?
Yeah. The Blade Runner. Him and Blade Runner. It's like, oh,
anything.
Fuck.
Yeah, he can do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was somebody saying that on here that, like,
I think so.
Batista is like John Cena is like the new Rock, and then Batista is like, the real actor. He's
he's taking the shit seriously.
He's incredible in those movies. He's the best part.
Amazing in that small Blade Runner part.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't even know. I barely recognized him.
He's a star.
It's kind of crazy. I had a friend who, you might know this too, but who told me like that. I don't think he would care. I said this, and I think I said it on here before, but he said that like Marvel had a strict policy of not hiring wrestlers.
Oh, really?
You know, they were
it makes sense because it's like meathead.
I think WWE for years was like, hey, make Triple H a superhero.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right. And I think they were like, no, we're just going to beef up actors. And I heard Batista went in there and they were like, we're not going to hire him, but whatever.
Yeah.
And he just like killed it.
He's so good.
They were just like blown away. And, yeah. you know, yeah, Batista's great. Also, if you hear him in interviews, I don't know. Do you know Batista?
I worked with him at WWE, but I don't know him, no.
He's incredibly like humble, sweet
I think I
guy.
May have hit him in a bad time.
Oh, really?
Maybe.
Show me the bet. Tell me I'm
wrong.
No, he's
just kind of a jerk. I don't care.
Yeah.
I
mean, really?
Yeah, back then. But I think he like openly admits to changing his life.
I think he was a little like hard.
Yeah, he was
at a time. Like he was like a bouncer who had like two kids before he even wrestled.
Yeah. I mean, I think like it was open that he was kind of like a drama. Like he was like it was just like a lot of shit going on around him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Especially with the skinny jeans. Okay, so then...
And that weird hat for a while.
Yeah, his fashion is Sami Zayn.
Yeah, he wore a little... Like a Jeff
cap. Newsy hat.
My next question is, what made you quit?
The travel, really, more than anything.
Right.
I also just didn't really like the job, which is also sort of a thing. I also didn't like... I mean, I don't know. I've been a million podcasts saying the same thing, but I didn't really like the room.
Right.
I thought it was like kind of run poorly. And then as I went into other writers' rooms, I was like, oh no, that's run very poorly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But that's not surprising.
No.
Like they're like a pirate ship.
Yeah, it's awful. Yeah. And also, like, there's no positivity in the room, like, in the least bit. It's like such a negative place. And like, no one. Like that's a veteran, other than Ed, who's still there, which is amazing. But like everyone else who's been there for years was like, I don't want to be here anymore. And they like almost hate the optimism, which I understand. That's like a writer's thing. Like when a new optimistic writer comes in, they almost like knock them down. But it makes for a terrible situation. And then you're traveling and you barely, I was going to 3 cities a week and got real into Ambien for a minute. Like it just wasn't for me.
Oh, you became full wrestler.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it
were
was,
you banging like some chicks?
No.
Dirty 30 and Natty Light and some gas dick pills.
No, I had no time to even look at a dick pill. I was just fucking, you'd fly one place on the jet and then you'd come home and then you, because Vince would leave at like 11:30, 12. Other wrestlers would go into a hotel, sleep, wake up the next morning, leave.
Right.
We were forced to leave on the private jet immediately. And so it sounds like a great thing, but I didn't want that. I always wanted commercial because then I could leave the next day.
Right.
But in the private way, they get you on the plane, you fly out, you land in New York at like 3 a.m. I never slept on the plane because I like he, there was like some like, I just didn't feel comfortable.
Yeah. Oh yeah, totally. Yeah. Someone's gonna cut off your ponytail.
That's the thing. I just didn't. I was like, this is too much bully shit. And so I would stay up the whole time and then get in and then take an Ambien.
Yeah.
And then sleep and then wake up and then the Ambien one wouldn't be enough, so I'd take two. And then when you're up to five, I'm like, I gotta get home.
Wow.
And I came home.
Yeah. So you were just like, I can't take this. I'll make my money another way.
Yeah.
Even though.
Money's really good there.
You were probably doing all right.
Yeah, money's great there.
I know.
And also, I've told this a million times. They pay for your... So when you get there, I don't know if this is the same thing, but it's 2005. You would get there and they'd pay for you in the hotel at Stamford, Connecticut, in the Hotel Express Inn or whatever. And then you would get $20 for breakfast, $40 for lunch, and $65 for dinner.
Yeah, I remember $60 for dinner.
It's
that's
the
what
best.
Because
I would walk into like a sushi bar and the guy would just be like, $65, put it down on the floor. Like I didn't even, I was eating alone. So like it was just like, I would just use it. And then Stephanie would call me in the morning when she was like in the room and she'd be like, can you bring me, I'd bring her breakfast. Because like, what was I doing?
Right.
Using all $20. So Stephanie would say, please bring in some stuff from the hotel.
Yeah,
and I would. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah. She needs the money.
She has.
I mean, not to take anything away from like your like schedule and how rigorous that was, but it kind of puts in perspective for me something I never really considered, which is like so you have the talent who's also traveling a lot and getting beat up in the ring. So I can't even imagine like what. Like,
yeah,
how much they're actually going through is, in terms of like to just to entertain a bunch of neckbeards.
It does. It is weird. And also like the other weird part about it is like how much they like there was never anyone I thought was undercommitted.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like I never had any wrestlers where I was like, they're not fully here. Well, that's not 100% true. But how about this? Like as far as like the waves, the ebbs and flows.
Right.
I would say the mostly every wrestler was excited to be there.
It's amazing.
No, I don't know. Excited to be there is hard to say. It's their calling. It was their calling. Yeah.
It was. Yeah. They were there. They were working.
They had to be there. Yeah. It was their calling. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, but it seems like you. So it seems like you were at wrestling for a really small amount of time, considering the roots you have and the friendships you have in professional wrestling. Every time I mention,
I don't think I have
like,
any. Friends,
I know that guy.
I don't think I have any friends from the time I was there.
Oh, it's all from.
I mean,
Post.
I knew Cena well. Like when I got reconnected to Cena for ESPYs, he was happy to see me. But that's because the rapping stuff,
right?
But as far as like anyone else in the world of wrestling that I know is usually from much years later when I started watching again because I didn't watch again for years. Mm, and right. then PWG got me back into it in the Valley, and now all those guys are in WWE. So.
Yeah, all of them. I know. Yeah. I was there. My first PWG was Roddy Strong's last night.
Oh, right.
That was my first time going. That is, and I was like, where's he going? Is he retiring? And they're like, no, he's...
That is technically late on the game.
Very late.
Yeah, that, because we...
I just moved here, though.
Oh, right. That's right. Yeah. So even, you know, like years and years before that, you used to be able to buy tickets at the door and stuff. And it was like, it was like LA's best kept secret.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
And even now, even with it blown up the way it is, it's still the best shit here. Yeah. It's so fucking good.
When I go, there's like a guy who like has like a bunch of tickets and you got to find him and like hang out. And then like he gives you his ticket when he gets in. It's like,
really?
Yeah. It's like a really kind of like unofficial. It's always sold out.
Yeah. Always.
So like I'll go up and then there's a guy, you find the guy, you hang by him. He goes, he gets his tickets and then like waits by the door and like gives you the ticket and you go in.
That's so funny.
Oh shit.
Yeah. No, the $100 tickets and stuff. It's crazy. Yeah, like $10.
I know. But you've been in LA a long time. So
I know people who, Chad Gilbert had introduced me to it. So there's it's sort of like, it was a weird thing where you like heard it whispers.
Yeah.
There's this great thing going on. They're young, because that was a thing years ago too, which is like, you could go see independent wrestling in LA, but they're like old fucking, you don't want to see them.
Right.
They're like all like, they force old WWE guys to come in. The whole draw for the PWG was like, it's all young dudes and they're stoked to be there and they're thrilled and they're not like at the end of their career.
So you saw like the Bucks and stuff?
Bucks, yeah. You saw Steen and I saw Steen Generico and I saw, I mean, we've seen everyone who ever came through.
Yeah, like, that's basically incredible.
I don't think I missed anyone.
You know? I just mean, you saw the Bucks before they were like the Bucks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Way before, kind of a different gimmick even.
Yeah.
Like they would come out to Hanson still, but it was like way more, it was still way more corny. It was like they were like joking.
Yeah.
Now they're tough guys.
So you mentioned Cena.
Yeah.
And so Cena as a rapper. Cena and you, what's your relationship with Cena as a rapper?
We talk a lot about rap.
It was still.
Yeah.
He doesn't
like it anymore.
I completely forget that he like even liked
the
rap.
He had a platinum album.
Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah. He had a platinum rap album. Wow. I talk with his cousin a lot too.
Yeah. Is his
trademark
cousin a rapper?
Yeah. The guy who is on the song with him.
Oh, I didn't even know.
He used to come out with him. Do you guys not remember that? Cena used to come out with another rapper.
Yeah, I remember.
Trademark.
Trademark.
When I was coming back into wrestling, Cena was right when he was starting.
Okay, yeah. He used to come out with his cousin.
Yeah.
And rap.
I didn't know that was his cousin. That's amazing.
Cena loves hip hop, was very supportive and great throughout. He would talk about rappers like Murs and Copyright when I was at WWE.
And then
now we still sort of talk. I mean, he listens mostly to country or pop or other stuff. But we still talk about old school hip hop.
Right.
Yeah.
But he had complete, like, he became such a dad, like, so fast.
Yeah.
But,
his transformation's pretty serious.
Yeah.
I mean, also, like, he's one of those guys that, like, I'll text, like, happy birthday, man. And then he'll write back, like, this is the year that sweat and survival comes together for struggle. And I was like, what the fuck, man?
Sorry, wrong text.
Happy birthday. No. He just answers and he's sort of becomes
he lives
Cena.
The gimmick.
Yeah.
He lives the hustle of the respect. That's what makes Cena so incredible is that like
best.
His gimmick is so authentic, which is what which is what works.
But I'm
like,
so happy they never turned him.
No, I ultimately it's the right move. Did you see him play the Pixies on piano?
No, but I know it was online.
Yeah.
He's like, but he also like knows like Portuguese and like he's just like a monster.
I'm curious if you can answer my question. Yeah, I know. He's
so weird.
That was like one of the best things ever was when they were in Beijing and he's like giving this like speech in full Mandarin.
Yeah, he's been basically trying to conquer that whole market for years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he's trying to like, you know, he's going above and beyond the Hogan gimmick. So
do you mean saying the N-word?
Yeah, yes.
It's a very cool gimmick.
Well, that's his new gimmick. Yeah. But to be fair, heel Hogan was always my favorite Hogan.
Heel Hogan is the best Hogan.
I'm glad they turned him, or he turned himself. Okay, so wait, I wish you knew the answer to my question. My question is, he plays the Pixie song on the piano, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, does he listen to the Pixies, or does he just go like, that's the song that's the end at the end of Fight
Do you
Club?
Want me to play the best game ever?
What?
Let's ask him.
Yeah.
So that's an
ask
that's
him
a
how
question.
He,
wait, that's a question you really want answered? Because if I'm gonna send one, that's
I mean
a good one.
Shit. Now you're putting me on the spot. I get to ask any question.
No,
because
it won't be wrestler stuff. It'll have to be whatever.
Oh wait, my god.
Do you actually like the Pixies?
I wanna know if he knows that song. If he likes the Pixies, or he knows that song, or he likes that song because it's at the end of Fight Club. Yeah, this is the one question I want to ask John Cena. Yeah, I'm committing.
Now's your time.
I'm committing.
Time is now.
Yeah. Ask him if he knows that song is the last song in Fight Club, or if he's a legitimate Pixies fan.
Because
I want to know if
they're playing the Palladium on the 13th.
That's right. That's amazing.
Hold on.
Let's get that text through. Oh man, listen, guys, we finally connected with Cena directly. on here.
I mean, it doesn't mean it's coming back while I'm on.
No,
with
you know he's going to answer. He's going to be like the red, white, and blue stripes of justice flying through
your veins.
But it
doesn't mean it'll come back during this show. Also, like, no delivered yet, which makes me think maybe traveling. Like, there's a lot of fucking.
That's fine. Yeah. You can follow up on that. Oh, and you can cash in. If he responds, you just leave me a voicemail.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we'll play it on the show.
What happened last time we were talking?
What?
Last time we did a podcast, didn't you have me ask something? And
you
then
texted something
to
someone.
I found out later.
Punk, maybe?
I don't know. I found out later, though.
What was the question?
No, I told you. I texted you and everything. I sent it to you.
Shit.
Anyway, right, I'll try to beat it this time.
I'll look it up. That was a while back. So, yeah. Okay. So, yeah. So, okay. So you're friends with a bunch of wrestlers. So, CM Punk is one of your good friends, right?
We haven't talked in a while, but we were very close.
I don't want to overstate your relationship. That's one of the worst things you could ever do is overstate your relationship with someone.
Yeah, no, we haven't. We worked on something. We were working on something together. I was around during the UFC stuff. And then we still check in, but we haven't talked as much lately, no.
Funniest thing in Curb is when he's just like, if you weren't my best friend, Funkhauser, and then he goes, you're not my best friend. It's funny to think someone's your best friend.
Yeah, yeah.
So don't worry.
We talk about that on our show, on our podcast as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because like I worked, seen as a friend, that's fine. But I worked with-
Best friend?
Not even barely a friend, but yes. I worked with Drake once at the ESPYs, and Drake has this like unnerving power to make you think you're friends with him. It's like a fucking talent, and I'm not friends with him at all. I don't even know if we're acquaintances.
Yeah,
like we worked together for a week. I think I'd have to like talk to him for 10 minutes to explain who I am.
Yeah,
but in my heart of hearts, I'm like, yeah, we're friends.
We're not, call you on the cell phone?
We're not friends at all. No, yeah, he used to bling me. Not friends at all. Not even close to friends.
Is he just like super friendly? Is it like really open? And
it's
like,
amazing.
Yeah,
like you think you're gonna be like
that happened to Jamie recently with Vivica A. Fox.
Oh, like they thought they were gonna be homies.
Yeah. They were at the nail salon next to each other, and like I guess Vivica like cut Jamie, and then Jamie was like, hey, I'm like an actress, and they like really hit it off, exchange numbers, and then she paid for Jamie's nails.
Oh,
and
wow.
Yeah. And Jamie was like, we're gonna see her play. She wants us to go see her play. I was like, and then like this is like a couple weeks.
Yeah.
No response.
None. Yeah.
I think she had a charm on Jamie. Yeah. Jamie got charmed. She got worked.
Yeah.
That's what happened. She got worked.
Yeah. I didn't do that.
You got worked by Drake.
Well, I mean everyone does, but yes.
Oh yeah.
Everyone thinks they're friends. I'm just most embarrassed by it.
That's amazing. So Punk, you guys were working on a project together.
Yeah, messing around.
You told me a little bit about that
it's
project.
It's like a scripted thing, yeah.
Yeah. That sounded like an awesome project.
Yep. Not going.
Hopefully you guys will pick that up at some
eventually
point.
Eventually one day.
I think that's a great idea. So you went with him to his UFC
Cleveland,
fight.
Yeah, I went to Cleveland.
Was that fight in Cleveland?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I went to watch him.
So you went together?
Fight my friend. Well, he was already out there. Then my friend Mikey and I, we traveled out there and then met up with him and we're sitting in the family section.
Wow.
It was crazy.
So tell me everything. how was that experience? What did he look like before the fight? What was his demeanor?
He's really positive.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was really focused. We all thought that the conference went really well. Compared to sort of like the underdog vibe that he was given, basically like that you can't win. It looked like he finally got in. What was the guy's name? Gall?
Yeah.
He finally got in Gall's sort of psyche. Yeah. Mikey Gall, right?
Mikey Gall, yeah. G-A-U-L, yeah.
He got in Mikey's, we thought, in his psyche a little. I really did. It was the first time I was
well,
like...
Well, that's his best weapon, right?
Yeah, well, it wasn't working.
Right.
And then it kind of worked. It looked good at the conference, and I was like, oh shit, maybe this kid is afraid. And so we all kind of went in positively. Punk was really excited and was into it. And then, just felt really bummed that it didn't come together.
Right.
You know, we had this strategy that sort of went out the window and it didn't come together.
It basically was just a squash. Right.
Yeah.
It never started.
We talked about some things before about him. I didn't think he was going to run in like that.
Yeah.
I, based on what we were saying, I thought he was going to be a little more chill up top.
Well, Lesnar does that also, where I'm like, Lesnar, he's been training all these weekends, and he's like talking about his training, and then and I watch a lot of UFC fights.
Yeah, I don't watch it at all, really.
I watch a lot. I met Anderson Silva the other day. It was tremendous.
Are those guys cool to meet?
High voice.
Are they cool to meet, or are they like total bummers?
I don't. To be honest, I don't. You live here a couple years, you know, and you're
no, but
like,
I mean, like, are they terrible people?
No, he was so nice.
Okay.
He was with his wife or his girlfriend. I don't know what their relation was. And like, he was taking pictures of everyone and he was so gracious. And his wife is probably his wife. It was just like, she was just like, thank you. Thank you for like caring. It was really nice.
Well, the other day I was in line at an airport and there was a woman in front of me and she had to take
Oprah?
off. well, maybe to you. She had to take her sweater off, and I almost wrote a tweet joke about it, and I was like, fuck, thank God I didn't. But I was going to be like, the woman in front of me at the airport has a tattoo that says cyborg on her arm, and I've never not wanted to mess with someone more.
Wow.
So that woman's like a huge...
Oh, yeah.
She's
cyborg is the
fucking nightmare.
Yeah. And she gets busted for juice all the time.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Jesus Christ. Arm tattoo, it's like just a cyborg.
Oh, yeah.
Your instincts were correct.
Right, but I wouldn't have known, so people would have been like, that's a cyborg, take it down.
Yeah. I hope she's not flying coach, right?
I don't know. She was in... in the security, so I don't know.
Okay, because I mean, I mean, I wouldn't want to.
By the way, you don't get a vibe that she's like a rich UFC person.
No,
you get a vibe that she's like going to murder someone.
Right?
No. Because she kind of messed up her career with juice.
Yeah,
you know, like all the big fights she could have had. Yeah, and then Rousey kind of messed the whole thing up by like just not by becoming a wrestler, I guess.
Yeah.
So you were there, and then
he seemed positive, and then afterwards he was bummed. Yeah. Clearly. And then a day later, we were texting about what food he's going to eat. You know, it kind of came and went. And
because I guess my question is,
I was happy.
How much of that was like? Was there any element of working?
No, zero. Absolutely zero.
No, okay.
Negative work.
Yeah. And so, does he talk about, was there anything about talking about wrestling at all? Like, did he want anything about come back? Or is he just like, he was in that zone where he's like, I don't care about wrestling. I don't watch wrestling.
Time?
I don't do anything.
At that time?
Because you guys were working on a wrestling project. Yeah. I mean, did he seem warm about wrestling at all? I mean, we need him back.
I wouldn't expect WWE back.
Bullet Club is the right move.
That's the rumor, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say he's negative. No, I think he even said to me once when we were talking about stuff, he was like, a lot of people think I just hate wrestling. I don't hate wrestling. I love wrestling. You know, it was like, it's just, I hate what it was for me, and I hate what it had become there.
Right.
But it wasn't about hating wrestling, though.
Right. Well, everyone gets worn down by that job.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I think indie would be what I would see.
Yeah. And it's also too, it's not like if the writer's room is that poorly run, it's not like that's the only part of the company that's poorly run, probably.
Right. No. That was the coolest part about, the most impressed I was when I was working at WWE was like handing the wrestlers a script like 5 minutes before they go out and then them just memorizing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus, I couldn't do that. I couldn't even, I'd take weeks.
Totally.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move into some current stuff.
Yeah.
Talk about the current product. So
I'm a little behind, but I read a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I read all the results, I don't watch.
You read about Raw every week on your own?
Not the Raw results, but I'll read headlines.
Right.
So I'll know mostly everything.
I
read headlines every week.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, well...
And then Twitter nowadays basically will give you the moments, and so I can see, like, the major headlines.
Yeah, well, WWE spoils everything that happens.
Oh, my God. Does not even look at my phone if there's, like, a pay-per-view or something.
It's
almost impossible to not get something. If you're not watching live, it's almost impossible to not get a... You got to be fully off the grid to not get a spoiler.
Yeah. It's stupid.
Yeah.
Also, did I tell you the story about... do you know who Leo Rush is?
Yeah.
This is very weird. So my girlfriend was a child star.
Yeah.
She was on Boy Meets World.
Yeah. Your girlfriend is Topanga.
Right. Danielle Fishel. Yes.
Yeah.
And we went to a PWG because I convinced her it's the greatest thing of all time.
You brought her?
Yeah. Because
I want to bring Jamie, but I...
Oh my God. Everyone has the greatest time.
You think she would have a good time?
100%.
She is not a wrestling
person
at all.
Doesn't matter.
So Danielle is a...
not a wrestling fan.
And I'm sorry I referred to her as Topanga
first.
No,
it's okay.
That probably happens a lot.
Yes. It happens more than people saying Danielle.
Yeah.
But she...
you said child star. That's what prompted. Okay.
Makes sense. And so she... we go and she has this great time, has the best time, and is like, that's my favorite wrestler. About Leo Rush. And it was like one of his last appearances. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. He's amazing. Yeah. Like, he's really, really talented. And she was like, awesome. I'm going to buy one of his shirts. And I was like, okay. Absolutely. And so no one really bothered us there, which is like kind of amazing. And it may have been where we were seated. So like only a couple people.
Well, what's it? Put me in the. It's not to back your story, but walking around with someone who she's such an icon.
And she's recognizable more than like most other kid stars because she looks the same.
Right. And for guys like me, she's
it's a
like.
Big, and wrestling fans, it's like 30 to 35. It's like that's the wheelhouse.
She was like all of our dream girls.
Right.
So we were like little kids.
Yeah.
Like
that, and I had never watched the show.
That's my question.
No. So we grew up together.
Yeah.
Went to high school together, middle school.
Really?
Yeah. And I like never watched the show. So I didn't know any. Now I'm like, oh my God, it's like huge for people.
That's amazing that you don't.
I just watched my first episode like a couple weeks ago.
You're the real Corey Matthews.
Is he like? Oh, I guess yeah. She probably
couldn't date a guy who would like.
I hope
be
not.
Into a cape. That would be like if I was dating like Trish Stratus.
Yeah, you wish.
And you'd have to be like, I've never seen wrestling.
Yeah, it'd have to be right. It would be too weird.
No, I really
like,
never saw it.
Trish is such a bad example because I'm not like a Trish mark, but it's fine. You know what I meant. You know what I meant.
No, but she. I mean, beyond. I mean, I get why the world loves her because she's just the best human. So it like totally makes sense to me. So I get it. And so it wasn't like that bad there that day. I was like, oh, this is nice. And like just people around us maybe took pictures. Like it wasn't anything crazy. And then, so she went up to Leo Rush and was like, oh, I want to buy a shirt. And he was like, oh, okay. And he doesn't even like show his hand to know her or anything. And then he was like, oh, and then eventually she's like, can I take a picture with you?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah. And so he held up and he was like, can I take a picture with you? And I was like, yeah, I'll take a picture. So I took a picture. He tweets it out. Do you know that the WWE has marketed him as Topanga's favorite wrestler?
Oh, no shit.
Twice on WWE.com.
Really?
Yes.
Are they allowed to do that?
I don't know. But they've shown the picture. They, like, she's followed by everyone now.
Yeah, I remember like, when that was, yeah, I remember when that
yeah, it was like the biggest wrestling story of the week.
Yeah.
And it was, like, purely because she liked Leo Rush and wanted to take a picture and went with me to PWG. And now, every time he wrestles, she, like, wants to, like, she takes a picture of the TV. Like, she'll do everything for him, jokingly around, whatever. But she's like, oh, I'm never managing him.
Right.
Because, like, the WWE is almost like... hinting to the idea that like one day she'll meet back up with him kind of thing.
Right.
And it's like a very weird angle to push twice on your .com when like we don't know anything of what you're talking about.
Well, what would be the headline for that?
The one on WWE.com?
Yeah.
The first one is Meet Topanga's Favorite Wrestler. That's literally what the headline was, which is fucking crazy.
Right. Yeah.
And then
she said in her post...
This is my favorite wrestler?
She said she's my favorite wrestler?
No.
So it was a long walk.
It's a walk. But it was her favorite wrestler.
they were right. That's why I was curious. That's why I
That night, I guess.
Yeah.
And then the second one was like after the first match that he did, I had read how good it was.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, holy shit, it was so good. So I told her, I was like, do you want to watch it? It's supposedly amazing. And she was like, absolutely. And so she watched it and she loved it. She was like, I think he actually flubbed something, but he was really good in it. It was against Velveteen
Dream.
Was it when he, I mean, there's not really
he did some amazing shit, but I think he maybe messed something up.
I know one time he like was not looking at the hard cam.
That might have been the
ref is like hard cam.
Right,
hard cam.
That may have been it.
Yeah.
But either way, he did some amazing shit in the match. And so she was like, I'm going to say something because it was so good. And so she said something like Velveteen Dream's awful or something to him. And then they picked that back up, which is like Topanga continues to talk to her favorite wrestler. And I was like, this is fucking nuts.
That's max to me if somebody like trying to get.
Yes. I was like, that's your angle?
Like somebody who needs content like oh fuck I have to make
but it was very weird.
Kayfabe only with them. That's her kayfabe. That's her gimmick name.
Yeah,
her gimmick name is Topanga.
they pretend she's still on the show. And they're like, I hope Corey's not mad.
I guess my question for that.
Well, Vader was on that show.
Yeah, that comes up a lot. Yeah.
Was that when he died?
Vader played.
He plays like a teacher, right?
No, he played the dad of
Vader
the bully.
Was,
yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah,
yeah, you're right.
See, I've never seen it. I gotta watch that one.
You gotta check that out.
Yeah.
So, how often is she bothered?
Every day, every time,
every day, right?
Every time,
because it's an interesting thing where it's like they're probably. People who are more like current star, like you know, like on a show.
But there's
like that's such an iconic.
Yeah, I would never compete.
That's what I would say. I would think she's one of the most. It's put like my list together. She'd be one of my lists of
it's
like
crazy.
The most bothered because there's a thing
also
where,
people didn't see her for like she didn't hang out for years. She lived in Orange County and like didn't come to LA and basically she went to school to be a therapist and then got the Disney show and still didn't go out and didn't have photos taken of her and all these things. She sort of cocooned for a bunch of years.
Yeah,
so it's sort of like a thing. I'm so happy to be part of sort of her not remergence. That's a dumb thing to say, but like her sort of like, you know, being loved by people. She deserves that. Yeah,
totally. I mean, if I would watch something she was in. Totally. Actually, I think my wife and her, they were doing like I think there was a show that she hosted, some kind of show. And
it was like the soup for women. Basically.
Right. And Jamie did something also. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I remember that.
It was
anyway.
Called The Dish. It was great. She was very funny. She was like the female Joel McHale.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Funny.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh. Totally. Any other cool? Any other stories that you think that I wouldn't be able to prompt get out of you that you think we would want to hear? So look, we got a slow.
You do have a slow week, right?
We had a slow week of wrestling, and I got some current stuff I'd like to bring up, but I think we should mind you while you're here. No pressure. You can think about what comes up as we go, too.
Yeah, maybe something will come up when we're talking. I mean, I have things, and then there's other ones I'm just like, I don't know. Maybe when you're talking, it'll lead into things.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah. So that's cool. So, all right, we'll get. I got a short list this week. You know, this is the slow time of year for wrestling. Okay, let's bring up some fun minutia that I like. First thing. All right, so Seth Rollins this week.
Yeah.
What do you dig Seth Rollins?
Yeah, I do. I think he's awesome.
Seth Rollins is awesome. I think we're forgetting how we were talking about star power. I think we're forgetting how capable he is. He's just kind of buried right now.
Here's the thing. You need to be like cuddly to make it. Yeah. And Batista has that clearly, and I just think like Seth would be in my list of top 5 to go if you have to go mainstream, which is he's not necessarily a cuddly dude.
Yeah, I mean he doesn't seem like a guy who is even interested in doing anything but wrestling. I mean, definitely at this point in his life. So he switched. This is a minutia, but the Shield is not wearing the Shield stuff. Right. Do you notice that?
Sometimes, right.
Yeah, I saw someone tweet, does that mean the Shield's done?
Yeah, and then they addressed it during the show. Yeah. Now, one thing I like is that, so Seth Rollins decided to just wear like tight leather pants and no vest. It seems like I like that because it's the same reason I don't think Reigns should be wearing a vest at all.
Right.
Is because like when he's wearing like the grenade holders, it makes him feel like a mid-carder. You know?
Too much of a gimmick.
Yeah.
Wait, why are there... This is jumping the gun.
Yeah,
do you care if I jump the gun?
No.
Why are there two female Shields?
Oh, yeah. Now the three bring up. Six bring ups.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally. Actually, we had a couple cash-ins this week. They're all about the women's division because that seems to be the interesting thing right now. I'm not sure the crowd's that hot on it, but they brought in... Well, they did do a weird thing that almost feels like they don't trust these talent that much that they put them all in.
It also shits on it also shits on Paige a bit.
Yeah,
because I thought Paige leading two girls seemed like a good idea. Paige leading two women seemed like the right thing.
Yeah,
and then now you have it in the other thing. It's like, oh, she was just sort of an afterthought.
Oh, yeah. I mean that's interesting. I thought like Paige thing. I thought that was pretty strong for Paige.
I thought it was strong too.
Yeah, because they were like both pledging their allegiance to Paige,
which was cool. But then you have sort of a similar thing at the other show.
It has Ruby Riot kind of has like her goons with her.
The Riot Squad.
Yeah, they're called the Riot Squad.
And then Paige and Mandy Rose and
I'll tell you what they're called. I wrote it down.
Absolution.
They're called Absolution, which is absolutely terrible. It's awful. Why wouldn't they just be called like the Pagey?
Especially with how good Undisputed is.
Kind of
a similar vibe.
It's
similar.
Undisputed was so good.
It's just like a random word. I mean, there's all your PWG guys.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched a lot of Adam Cole at PWG. I got to witness a lot of Adam Cole. I saw him in ROH a couple times.
Goddamn star.
Yeah, he's great. I think he's got to beef up a little bit.
He will.
Yeah.
It'll take time, but he's a star. That dude's, and also the baby thing is like a direct catchphrase. It's like going to hit Daniel Bryan style big.
I say it all the time.
Yeah, it's huge.
And I assume people know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I text it baby.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and then after I'm like, is that weird?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, it went
around. I'll go one further. The doors here in this building, like the security on them, it's like Bay Security. And there's two stickers that say Bay and Bay. And every time I see it, I think,
Bay. He's so good.
I like that. Back to my Rollins point for a second.
Yes.
Not that it's super important, but
where's the vest?
Why is he hanging out? He's got this. I don't know. I'm not happy with the zone Rollins is in, even though I know because I don't like. First off, this finisher is not working, and it doesn't seem like he's trying to do a different one.
Yeah,
he's like doing the knee. Have you seen the knee thing?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, and he keeps doing it with the setup. I'm like, just knee, like just do a fluid knee, do like an out of nowhere knee.
Yeah,
it's what you broke John Cena's nose with.
Yeah,
like that'll work. And then he cut this weird promo. Do you see his promo where he did like jokes? And I want you guys to listen. This is why I'm bringing up the wrong thing. He made this joke. Tell me if you think this is if I'm just not understanding it.
Okay. When he was talking to Charles.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Who's Charles?
Charlie.
Oh. Yeah, Charlie.
Okay. Oh hell no, Charlie.
She asked if the Shield are broken up.
Right.
Look, I'm only riding solo tonight because Ambrose is off on his honeymoon. You know, come to think of it, I really should check on him. I haven't heard from him in a week. He might have fell off the earth. Okay. Oh, no. Worse, you don't think Renee put her credit card on the room, do you? You're her friend. You got to know these things. All right,
what the hell's going on?
What is he talking about?
So he's
worried,
a stroke?
He's worried that...
It's post-match interview, just to point out. So he wasn't like in mid-fucking or something.
To recap, he's worried that Dean Ambrose has fallen off of the earth and that for some reason it's a bad thing if Renee put her credit card on the room. I don't know.
Oh, because then
I guess he drinks. Is that a thing?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously. Wasn't he an addict?
Yeah, I think. Well, yeah, he had a shitty upbringing. So
no, but I thought in real life he was.
Yeah,
like
that's
an
what
addict.
I mean. Yeah.
Is that what he's talking? That didn't even cross my mind.
If that's true, then that's kind of fucked up to like say.
Well, I think it's like a joke. I mean, I take that back. It's not a joke. I think it's now a thing that his wife was like his inspiration to get clean. I think I've read that.
Renee?
I mean, is that his wife?
Yeah,
that's his wife.
Yeah, the wrestler wife, right?
Yeah.
I had read because I am interested in him because in a weird way I was such a fan.
I know we talked about
such
this.
A fan of him back in the Mankind. You know that when he went up to Mick, and I was just such a fan of what he was going to be. And then I just feel like so much of his gusto, like even in his look, like everything looks sadder. Like everything looks like the kind of like. Like the fire starter that I was so excited to see just like kind of disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And I look up stuff about him all the time to figure out like what the fuck happened. And so from what I've read is that he was like a pretty big addict.
Yeah.
And like that came off in like his style. And then now he's married and is totally a clean dude and everyone's really stoked about it. Yeah. But like, it's just not the same. And also like, I don't know if he really ever understood the microphone. I know that sounds insane.
Right.
But I just don't think he like ever understood how to hold it. And I don't mean like physically. I mean like...
No, that's the kind of minutia
like
I love.
Aura-wise. Like, I don't think he ever understood how to tell like...
Well, he does kind of like, even physically, like, kind of like...
That's what
like
I mean.
His chest.
Yeah, like, I don't think he knows how to hold it both like as a metaphor and physically. Like, I don't think he knows what to do. And, I, and I've never understood how no one has grabbed him. Like, even like a Jake the Snake would help him. Mm-hmm. Like, if they bring him in for a day or whatever. Like, there's a lot of people that could help him try to harness that, like, weird mystery thing he's doing. But for right now, he just seems weird.
Yeah.
And dumb.
Well, you hit on something I talk about here a bunch, which is like, look, and this actually ties to you discussing the bringing up those girls, right? So they brought him, the women, in... Two shields, you're saying, you know?
Yeah.
And part of me thinks it's because, like, all right, well, when they all got the mic, you could tell they're a little stiff and they're a little green on the mic. But they've been in NXT for a while.
Yeah. But it's different. When you get them up, it's like they're so nervous.
Well, I guess you have
I worked with the OVW guys a lot. And so that put me with MVP and, like, a bunch of people that were coming up at the time. And no matter how, like, talented they were... Other than MVP, MVP was sort of one of those guys he just threw out there, and he like was incredible.
He but, seemed to get it all pretty
fast.
Yeah,
he was really
fast.
He, like, I mean, he had nothing
jail,
to lose.
He's
ready
to rock.
He was, like, fuck it. The promos that he cut. This is a cool story. They used to cut promos, then we'd watch them. So basically, they would come up, watch an event, like in Columbus or something. I don't know. They'd come watch an event, and then during the show, a low totem pole writer, a newer writer, would go work with them on promos to tape so Vince and the writers could watch them. So I was in charge of them, I think, twice. And so I ended up with like Shad Gaspar and MVP and...
JTG?
Not at that time, no.
Oh.
No,
he must have
come in later or something. He wasn't with him in OVW.
Right.
And then he ended up becoming a big deal. Oh, maybe he's in wrestling. Is he Carl Anderson? Is Carl Anderson in Fake Kane?
No.
No. Who was Fake Kane?
Fake Kane was, wasn't that Isaac Yankum?
No,
that's who he was.
I think I'm right.
Sid
Carl Anderson was Fake Kane?
Hold on.
Oh,
he's not big enough. Oh, you mean Luke Gallows.
Luke Gallows.
Yeah,
okay.
Luke Gallows.
So I'm getting
that flipped.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes
Festus,
sense.
He's right. So I'm getting it messed up. So when we had Festus, and he was like a huge prospect coming up because he had the spider. Did they do that?
No, spider?
So he had a spider in the same way that like Jake the Snake would have a snake. So this character that he had wasn't called Festus. It was something else. And he would, and at the end of the match, he would bring out the spider and then put it on a tarantula.
Yeah.
He would then put it on the wrestler.
Right.
So it's just like Jake the Snake. Wait, where was I? You got me all flipped
Festus.
Up about this. And so
we were talking about MVP promo.
Oh, right. So basically you would get put with these people.
Yeah.
Right. And MVP's promos were about the writers. Like, that's how good he was. Huh. Like, he'd be like, you're sitting there with your education and your writing ability. I had to work for myself. I had parents that he was like, your parents probably helped. Like, he was talking to us.
Right.
And so, like, when we would watch the tapes or when Vince would watch the tape, I remember we watched one and Vince was like, bring him up. It was like immediate. Like it wasn't even like a question.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like bring him up immediately. And then he went in and killed. But mostly when you get them up, no matter how good those promos are, they're so nervous.
Yeah.
Like even like I'm trying to think of who off the top of my head I would get in and I won't well, even chat. Like I would think like certain people like they've been in OVW forever. And then when they get there, they're no better.
Do you think that Vince liked like the fact that he was able to just kind of like speak truthfully?
It was just like, fuck.
Yeah.
I remember him just being like, that's, I mean, all of us were like, that's incredible.
Yeah.
What he did was, I mean, he never stuttered. He was just like, he was so intense.
Yeah. I mean, do you think that
he had a run? He had quite a run.
Yeah.
MVP?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like when I was coming back in, he was coming up and he had the whole blow up, the full, the
Dion.
The full Dion gimmick. So I would say, like, the wrestlers, you said bring in Jake the Snake, right? That's your
or something like
instinct.
someone that can play that
right. But he's an old line. He's a wrestler. You're saying bring in a guy like an old timer. Part of me thinks like why like with a place like UCB,
yeah,
right. And
you want Dean Ambrose to come to UCB?
100%. I want Dean Ambrose. And what? I mean, listen, Miz, weirder people have taken classes here.
You've said it before, but Miz is a Iowa West alumni,
big time. So, he used to do it all the time. Yeah.
Well, but I'm saying, look at Miz's progress. My thing is, like, I think part of the problem, and it kind of hits on your green room, part of the problem with WWE seems to be that whole, like, carny, like, insular, an incestuous. These are really harsh words for what I'm trying
to say. Dome. They call it the dome. Basically.
The dome, right.
Yeah, you can't get out of it.
Right. And you're like, oh, well, the only guy who can teach promos is Dusty Rhodes. And and I'm like, okay, well, when these guys are at the Performance Center, shouldn't part of it be like, hey, do some improv, like bring in like UCB people or something, and teach them how to like act, like just straight up act. I'm not saying you need like, because what UCB teaches is not like corny ass theater.
Well, I remember you were talking about Dusty. I remember Dustin's big thing at the time was that he can act, and also Ted's kid.
Dustin's great,
and Ted's kid.
Ted DiBiase, Ted Jr.
Yeah, and
who quit.
Yeah, and Dusty and Ted both used to really, was it Dusty? Dusty used to talk about another son, I think. Mm-hmm. Does he have another son, a younger son?
Dusty, I mean, there's Dustin, then there's Cody, and then, not that I know.
Yeah. Maybe another one. One of them always used to talk about, maybe it was, now I look back, maybe it was Cody he would talk about.
Right.
But basically they would talk about their kid coming up in like acting school.
Yeah.
And like that was what they put them through. Like Stein, like what's the method acting?
Meisner?
Yeah. Like he was putting them through all that stuff. So like, I don't think it's lost at, you know, at sea to do that, but I just don't think anyone's doing it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But the Performance Center, I'm like, Sasha Banks, all these wrestlers are coming up and like, they're not developed in that way at all.
Yeah.
And they're in ring, but like, so all I saw right away when these six female wrestlers, not six, because I don't count Paige, there's five female wrestlers, and all of them, like, Mandy Rose got the mic and she's stiff, like the same way that Big Cass was. It was like that same, like, I'm searching for the words. And and you're like, well,
Did get better, right?
Yeah, he did get better. Look, you can learn it there, but I'm like, but they're in the Performance Center. I'm like, why don't you learn it down there?
As someone who worked with them, it's almost like it's their whole dream to get there.
Yeah.
And like then when they get there, especially, I guess nowadays it's like more likely you'll go from OVW, you know, or whatever. You'll go from NXT to pro wrestling. But like back then it was like you were not guaranteed shit.
Right.
Like OVW and the other one, the Florida one, FCW.
Something.
Yeah, like no one barely came up.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I mean, for years, Punk sat there stagnant.
Oh, my God. So, but if you had like shows and you did like the class show structure with these guys, where you're like, all right, you're going to go up there, you guys, and you guys have to cut a promo, almost like a battle kind of a thing. And you cut with a.
Supposedly
with
they do all that stuff. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like Breaking Ground, when I watched Breaking Ground, they would do stuff like that.
Is that like that's like the Tough Enough show?
It was
they did
the behind
Tyler
the scenes.
Okay.
Well, it was like a behind the scenes, like NXT thing where they would show them like working.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah.
And the promo classes where they were all kind of gather around and they would give them the mic and they'd do it. And like William Regal was there, you know, telling them what to do. And
William Regal's the guy who picked off all the PWG guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's got some
sort of. Yeah, he used to show up, right?
Yeah, and he was picking them off. He went to see someone else and then ended up hiring Steam.
Mm. Yeah, that was happening when I moved.
It was great.
I was hearing all about that. Like Regal was just here. And
Rollins
game, right? Wasn't that a big thing?
Yeah, Rollins was at the show. That happened right when I moved here, and I was like, oh, Rollins is going to always show up, and he's never been there since.
No, I mean, I'm wondering, I don't want to get too PWG here, but like, I'm wondering who the next group of stars are from them. You know what I mean? Because it's like...
The indie scene's like gutted right now.
Yeah, it's gutted. So like, Zack Sabre obviously is doing some great stuff as a heel. I'm excited. Obviously, Ricochet's probably going to last about another month before he gets picked off, or already is picked off.
Right, he has that whole like Lucha Underground beef.
But it's like, at this point...
I saw Ricochet Leo Rush. That was one of the greatest matches I've seen.
And I think Ricochet might be pound for pound probably the most talented guy who's come through there.
He's the one guy who I'm like, I'm shocked that WWE has not been like, whatever it costs.
I don't think they can. But, I think it's been Lucha holding on to it.
They got so much money.
I mean, that's who you think your Hogan is, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
But like, I wonder. So Sabre and then Marty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Marty.
And Bucks are always going to be
Marty,
the Bucks.
Yeah, Marty. I don't know how that villain gimmick would translate.
Taylor's great.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I mean, look, I love all these guys.
I'm obsessed.
I like Matt Riddle.
Riddle's great.
Yeah. I mean, Riddle will definitely. He had no WWE run because he was a UFC fighter, right? Yeah. But Riddle will 100% get the problem is when Riddle comes up and they give him the corny ass surfer gimmick.
It's a nightmare.
And you know he's gonna come down holding a surfboard.
Like crush.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think about the Bucks and WWE? I'm curious what your opinion on that is.
I mean, they would take the place by storm.
Right.
I mean, I just think that there's no situation yet where they can get called up directly, and I think that they're making a huge living by being independent wrestlers, and I think they could always go eventually. I don't know the inside workings of the cease and desist stuff. I really don't. I mean, I do a licensing deal with them for those pins that I sell.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty easy deal, and they don't like it's not
with the Bucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have a deal with them?
I have I do PattyLapelle.com, which is like we do licensing deals with like independent wrestlers.
Oh, awesome. So you sell their pins?
Yeah. So we have like the Bucks, we have Marty Scurley, we have Adam Cole. Now we don't, but we did before he left.
Right.
Before. We had Chris Hero before he left. We have Joey Ryan still.
Yeah.
We put out, when is this?
What does he got, Dick? Tomorrow. We go right away.
This week we're putting out
Dick pins?
No, Dalton Castle.
Oh, I love Dalton. He's another guy who I'm like, that gimmick is ready to go. Yeah.
I know. That's another guy.
And I think it will challenge. I mean, I guess Velveteen Dream is kind of like, you know, there's something
close.
Yeah,
but in real life, Dalton's so, evolved. It's so good.
How close is he to that guy? I mean, how do you describe his email?
No, I don't know. But his gimmick is very androgynous.
Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, Freddie Mercury. He has two sort of servant boys. He has a peacock feathers vibe. He wears peacock feathers a lot. It's different. He's basically a bird a lot. He in the ring will do bird moves and stuff. It's very evolved. He's deep into it.
Totally. When I first saw Dalton Castle, I got worked. Like so hard. I was like, I fucking hate this guy.
Oh yeah.
And I had to check myself. I was like, oh wait, no, that's not
he's
that's,
great.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
All right. We're gonna just like literally bullet point through these things and then we're gonna leave.
Yeah.
So we see Broken Hardy gimmick. Apparently TNA has dropped the lawsuit.
I've seen just tweets. So he's gonna do it or no?
Well,
it's been forever.
Yeah.
Same what fucking do you know? Headline.
I'm just saying in the swamp sheets had said that there was TNA dropped the lawsuit. And it's they're just saying soon on Raw he's going to be.
So what does that mean? He just does weirder stuff?
I guess no. It's that WWE is working on some version of the Broken.
But what
gimmick.
Does it mean? I watched like a little bit of the videos when it was on TNA, and I didn't really. It just means he's weird.
He's a wizard. He's possessed by these like space deities that travel time and transcend space, and he can actually and like a lot of it had to do with like Vanguard One, his like drone.
Yeah, I saw that.
Where they could like. They could teleport to different places. It was very schlocky.
Yeah.
Did you watch Final Deletion?
Not all of
it. It's on YouTube. I mean, the room of
wrestling.
Is that
the one when? Is that the one where they're at the house?
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched a little bit of
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great way to describe it, right? It's the room of wrestling.
Yeah.
I mean, Brooke, essentially, Matt Hardy's gimmick was he was like
Tommy
Wiseau of wrestling.
Yeah.
That's what we liked about it. The gimmick, don't explain the gimmick. It makes no sense. Yeah. Don't explain the plot of the room. It makes
the
no sense.
The real room, though. Yeah. Okay. Because my thing is like he knows that's campy.
Right. Yeah.
The real room is two things. I would think it's either the giving birth to the hand.
Yeah.
or I would think that's either the real room or Katie, what's her name?
Katie, yeah, I know. Yeah.
When he has sex with
Katie, what's it? Kata. How can I forget such a memorable, such a memorable story? What is it?
Is it basically the who has sex with her corpse or no?
It's Triple H and Kane, right?
Right.
And they like.
So dark.
Yeah. Oh my God. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah. It's the darkest thing. It's known as the worst wrestling storyline of all time.
Those are the two.
How am I forgetting her name? I mean, that's a good thing.
I'll look it up.
Yeah. I saw it the other day. I saw a list of the worst wrestling storylines. It was number one.
Yeah.
It was number one. There's that. All right. So they dropped that. Katie Vick, yeah. I was thinking Katie Dip is what I was going to say.
I kept saying Katie Rich, the writer from SNL.
Yeah. She got unfired?
Yes, she's back.
Good, good.
One of my favorite people.
Good. Mm-hmm. All right. So one thing I like, Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon, I like their struggle. About Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn thing. Actually, to me, like they're both like, I like that Daniel Bryan sees the talent in them.
Yeah.
And Shane's like, let's just get rid of them. And he's like, they're going to go to Raw. These guys are talents. We got to cultivate them. I like that struggle with them. I think that writing is solid. I like that. I mean, I'm not saying they pull it off acting wise, right. I like that. You feel free to comment.
Well, Shane was my favorite wrestler for a long time. I just don't know if I like feel that way in 2017.
I think a lot of people are all. Shane is the most interesting guy right now because his commitment to actually professional wrestling, the wrestling, is probably might be stronger than ever.
Yeah.
And then his commitment to the character of Shane McMahon is like zero.
Yeah, it's the most dad shit ever.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I had heard that he's getting the promos really soon before they go on air.
Okay.
And I think I don't know if he's frustrated by it or he's lashing out like in that way.
Yeah.
He might be frustrated with creatively. They don't let him like just go off on the mic.
Yeah.
But he's like very flat. And he was... It'd be weird. It's weird because he used to be pretty captivating.
Amazing, yeah. That return is like one of the best moments in the past decade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then whatever, they had Randy Orton and Kevin Owens. They were like, make a DQ. How does DQ, it was a punishment to Kevin Owens. How does a DQ not benefit the heel?
Yeah. Well, it's also, you always have to suspend the idea that the person who's being sprung, well, no, the heel's the one who usually reacts. Astounded to no DQ. What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Like that's sort of.
But they're the one who's going to take advantage of it.
Yeah, that is weird. The heel is the one who's like, wow, why would you do that?
Yeah.
That dawned on me. I was like, wouldn't they just be like, awesome, because I cheat?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I'm so jealous of Randy Orton's genetics. Like anybody who.
Gorgeous, man.
Anybody who shaves their head, like bald,
right.
But then can still grow back a full head of hair.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous.
He also took such terrible care of himself for so many years
and
still looks like that.
Yeah, I know. He looks amazing. He's full on greaser hair now.
Yeah.
Like he looks like
I thought for sure, because Triple H is the same way, like just bald head, but it grows back full.
No, Triple H thought he was like going bald because his hair wasn't like as thick as like the most dense forest.
The Ziggler hair.
He had the thickest, like Triple H had, if you go back and watch Triple H, he had a true lion's mane.
Sure.
Yeah.
My wife has like the thickest set of hair. And like I'm always looking at it. And
my girlfriend's fucking publicly known for having thick
hair. That's true.
I have to be around it all the time.
You're right. You look at it and you're like, there's
the
no scalp.
Mane.
The scalp might have like a swastika tattooed on it. You wouldn't
crazy.
Know.
You have no idea.
I don't know why I went there.
Flowing way. Well, she has a swastika tattoo.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've heard about it. I've heard about that. Can we confirm that rumor here?
That's a confirmed.
The Leo, okay.
Leo
Rush.
Leo Rush, your favorite wrestler.
Topanga loves Nazis. Yeah. All right. And then, that's really it from this week. It was a real slow week. One thing I want to confirm, we'll talk about here.
By the way, Cena went to green, so he's traveling. Sorry.
Oh,
but
okay.
I'll let you know, and then you can always update.
You'll let me know, update. Yeah. And then also, we got to look up what the other thing that...
whatever I filled you in on,
I think I'm going to look it up.
I don't remember what it was.
All right, hold on.
Oh, also, if you are a wrestling fan, I definitely can't tell you yet, but if you watch on... I believe it's December 13th, but we tape it the 13th. So it might be sometime between December 13th and the 20th, there is a cool wrestling drop the mic thing.
Oh, sweet.
It'll be on the Late Late Show.
Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. I love it. Dude, all right, last thing I want to say on this podcast already, we're going to
little sound effects.
I know I didn't do sound effects for you. I normally am like going nuts with the soundboard, but I was being you had great stories and I was respectful of it.
I wanted to hear at least.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about
session.
yeah, I mean, this week the soundboard did not take the podcast
under siege.
Under siege. Yeah, no, we got a million.
What computer is that?
It's an iPad.
That's a...
Wait, don't tell people the tricks. All right. People... No, I'm just kidding.
It's an iPad with a keyboard?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
It looks like a
Yeah, man, you don't know this is an iPad?
It looks like a tiny computer.
You don't know this is an iPad?
I didn't.
You know better, dude.
Now it starts.
Yeah. Now you're getting, I'm going to give you all the hits.
I'm trying.
I'm going to give you this will be the last one you get, okay? You ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hold on, I got to find it. Here it is. Oh, wait, I might have chosen the wrong one.
What is that?
No. That's the Shinsuke theme song.
Oh, right. That's not the beginning.
This is my SmackDown theme song. All right.
It's just him going, you know the song? SmackDown.
Yeah, had to be there. Baron Corbin, you know him?
I don't know him.
He's your brony.
No.
He's the only guy that we've had someone come in here and talk shit about on this podcast.
Was he mad about it? Or you don't know?
No, I don't
know. He seems mad about everything.
Yeah, I think he's mad about everything.
That dude's hair, though.
I mean, yeah. Not jealous.
But he'll heat. He's got the Crypt Keeper hair.
He looks like if you go onto the www.shop.com and look at his like little picture that he has there, he looks like Eileen Wuornos.
He
has such little hair in the front. Yeah.
Okay, found it. Ready for the best sound clip?
Yeah.
Okay.
Guys, let's put this in perspective. These are huge men.
That's Cole said during the main event of SummerSlam. I was like, guys, we gotta calibrate the situation here.
These are huge men.
These are huge men. It's still the best. And I heard that, I instantly was like, guys, because now I do this anyway.
Wait, you didn't talk about, didn't Starcade happen? What happened there? Anything good?
Oh, yeah, the only thing I saw was that I was texting with Ziggler after because he sent me the Arn gave him like a buster, you know?
Yeah. That's all I saw too.
And Flair came out with Charlotte, so and they went nuts.
Oh,
that.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't really, you know, it wasn't aired. It was a live event.
Yeah. People got really upset about that.
Yeah. I thought it was going to air on the network. Yeah. So that was
at
the
same time, though, these same people are like, oh, WWE has to do something to make live events special so that people go to them. And then they do that and they're like, oh, how come it's not on the network?
Right.
It's like,
well, fuck
yeah. It. It's kind of cool that you get like a local special live event. You know what I mean? But truth be told, I'm not a big live event guy.
Really?
I don't love the dumbed down. Like, I like the whole spectacle of WWE.
See, that's the thing.
I'd rather just go to BWG.
I went to the last pay per view, the whatever you call them, the last event. What was it? Was it No Way Out? No.
The last pay per view?
Staples one.
Oh, No Way. Yeah, you went to, that was No Way Out. That was the one that was a Rain Cena. Right?
Yes. Yeah, I went to that.
Was that No Way Out? No, it was not on No Way Out.
No, that was something else.
No, it wasn't Unforgiven. It was No Mercy.
No Mercy. Yeah, I went
no
to
mercy.
That.
Yeah,
and that
yeah,
was
yeah.
like the last one I went to, and that was very fun.
Yeah, that was all. I didn't get to go to that, but that cool. that looked awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So last thing I'm going to say, and Jensen, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. And we'll just play the cash-ins after the...
Yeah, sorry, Huff Nation. Sorry, Tulo.
Unless you want to hear one cash-in.
What is it? Explain it to me.
A cash-in is when our listeners leave us voicemails.
Oh, yeah, I'll listen to one.
Okay.
And then normally, I guess we're talking if we bring up a topic that they're... That their voicemail
that it comes in.
They cash in.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Okay, here's our first cash in. Ready?
Gabba, gabba, wee.
No, here it is. I think this is it.
Can you smell what the Rossi is kicking?
That's my dad's catchphrase for.
Is your dad's name Rocky?
That's Ronda Rousey. He called in, he left a voicemail saying Ronda Rousey is going to be the best wrestler of all time.
bigger than Bruno Sammartino, bigger than.
Sure.
Okay. Here, we'll just listen to one of these. If it's bad, we cut it off.
Yo, this is Austin Huff, first time caller, first time cash in, since you all probably got that confused with my cousin before. I want to give my cash in on the women's division right now. I have to say WWE finally bringing some more women into the division. Honestly, I'm looking at all these besides Paige with, new eyes because I haven't really been watching NXT myself.
Mistake.
So seeing all these new faces is nice. It's a good change in environment, and I gotta say, I want to know your guys' take on the whole Absolution theme name for pages.
Yeah, we gave that. Cover that. Nice. We cashed in on you.
I looked up.
Well, no man plays when we're doing the topic.
So I'd like to hear your take on that. Love the show, guys. Keep doing it. Good job.
Can I tell you something that you're not going to like to hear?
Yeah.
It's not about more women.
Yeah.
It's about giving women the correct chance when they're up.
Right. Right.
So, like, just because you see more faces doesn't mean anything.
Right.
That just means they're going to fucking blow more, possibly.
I think the only reason the number matters is because they have two belts. That's the only thing where you're like, they got two full divisions.
Well, one, I think that a tag team belt for them, it would always be a good thing.
I've
always not understood why you don't have a Diva tag team belt.
Yeah.
And then, or whatever you call them now, they're not Divas, right?
No, they're called Women's Division.
Women. Thank
they're
God.
They're called Women.
Thank God.
Jensen.
Yeah.
They're called women.
Thank you, thank you. Why you don't have a women's...
Paige took full credit for that, by the way.
Hey, Jensen, you know what? You don't call, what do you call them? Shame.
what I would say is, if you give a women's tag team belt, I mean, just do it better, not do it more.
Right.
Like, do it correctly.
Well, yeah, it's like, and then also, too, like, storylines that aren't just like, I think you're a bitch. No, I think you're a bitch, and then,
Yeah, totally. I think, totally. Obviously, we know that quantity is not what makes it great, because like the hottest thing we had was the Charlotte-Sasha feud where they were like, you know, they had a Hell in a Cell match. It was that feud was enough
Two
to
people.
Spark it. Right, totally.
I do, though, like, I do get the sense, though, that like the other women that were already there do feel like nervous about the, like the, you know, how they're going around beating people up. So I like that. And it does kind of feel like it's energized it a little bit, but totally. Like it's, it is dependent on
wish
them
it was one, not
pulling it
two
off.
Different teams. Right. A lot of things I mean, I just think could have done it better.
Yeah.
Yeah. They,
should have known better, dude.
So yeah. All right. Hey, we got to wrap it up.
Yeah.
We got to wrap it. We got to let Jensen get out of here. Last thing I want to say is that this podcast, we're it's in the works. That we're going to have someone come in, get a wrestling tattoo live on the air.
Oh, wow.
We're connected. Going full Zoo Crew.
That's right. We go full. Everything
you
we do
have
here.
Two people have sex in a church?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
We're going
to Opie and Anthony, baby.
Pulling out all the Opie and Anthony stuff. We're doing Whip Em Out Wednesday.
Let me see those headlights, baby.
We're moving over Friday.
We're moving
coming
over
at you. Yeah. Gabba, we.
Also, guys, can I say one more thing wrestling based?
Totally.
Yeah. Fucking if Cody and the Bucks get their own 10,000 arena, buy tickets and don't go. Like, fucking buy the tickets, sell them out, even if it's in another city. Like, just to help them. That's amazing.
Is that what they, what are you talking about?
You haven't seen this?
No.
So
they want to get a 10,000 person arena?
Yeah.
For what?
They're going
to
book
their own show.
Just an indie? They want to put on like the biggest indie show ever?
Well, yeah, but more importantly, buy the wrestlers.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I would go to that. That would be amazing.
And when asked what he thinks the main event would be, did you see that answer?
No.
Omega? Cody said it would be Cody versus Daniel Bryan. And that Daniel Bryan's contract would be up by then.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I might fly to that.
Yeah,
yeah, that sounds amazing. I would say this was very doable 6 months to a year ago. You'd have broken Hardys.
Yeah.
You'd have like that was when the indie scene was like popping, and then WWE completely gutted it.
Yeah.
They completely like, so I mean, there's still a lot of amazing talent on the indie scene, especially if you bring in Okada, you bring in the Japanese guys, you have it. But I mean, honestly, a year ago you had indie scene. If you compiled that, it was a better roster than the WWE roster, you know, or at least equal, you know. Sounds like an awesome idea.
Buy tickets if you can.
Yeah, so we're gonna get someone to get a tattoo on here. We do everything 90s. Hey, whatever 90s radio ideas you have, we're gonna do them on here. Okay, if you want to come in here and fuck, I'm fine with that.
What's the tattoo?
I'm not sure what the tattoo is.
Wrestling related.
Yeah.
Is it gonna say gabba gabba gee gabba gabba goo?
If someone wants to get a gabba wee tattoo, this show will pay for it. If you want to get it.
But you will pay for it in the long term.
Yeah. Long term. If it's on your forehead.
Monetarily, yeah.
If it's on your forehead, I'll also have sex with you. those are some Patreon stipulations. Yeah, yeah. I've ever heard of. All right, look, let's just end this. Okay, guys, we're having an awesome time. Hey, Jensen, thanks for coming in. Remember, drop the mic.
Yes, every Tuesday, 10:30, Jericho and The Miz. And then coming up on Late Late Show, you have another wrestler doing it. It's going to be good.
And that one's a secret.
We don't know
who that wrestler is.
That's a secret.
Can I take a guess? The badass Billy Gunn.
Yeah, it's actually 1-2-3 Kid.
1, 2, 3 kids.
It's not X-Pac.
It's not X-Pac. No. It's not Sean Waltman.
No, it's not him in the porno. It's him as 1, 2, 3 kid.
Okay, okay.
It's not Lightning Kid.
Yeah.
It's not the kid.
No, none of those.
It's 1, 2, 3 kid.
That's amazing. All right, hey. Jensen, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And let us know what Cena says, all right?
I will.
Hey, everybody. Hey, rate and subscribe. Keep watching Wrestling Kisses.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.